SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. In part two of our special series on radical legislation pending in the California State Assembly, we learn why Assembly Bill 495 poses such a danger to parental rights nationwide. Karen England, president of the Capital Resource Institute in Sacramento, says this bill would allow anyone to remove a child from public school or even daycare without the knowledge of a parent.
We always say California isn't Las Vegas. What happens in California doesn't stay in California. And other states should be concerned about this because it's undermining their laws when people from other states come here. So while this really, you know, we are focusing on California, this is any parent's nightmare whose child may come visit a relative or go to a camp in this state and may be giving up their parental rights.
More information on dangers posed nationally by Assembly Bill 495 in California can be found at the website realimpact.us. President Trump is renewing his call for the federal government to seize control of the nation's capital. Greg Clugston has more.
Following a recent attempted carjacking by two 15-year-olds in Washington, the president said D.C. needs to get its act together.
Neither are they going to straighten their act out in the terms of government and in terms of protection, or we're going to have to federalize and run it the way it's supposed to be run.
Since 1973, D.C. has operated under home rule, which grants the city an elected mayor and council while remaining under congressional oversight. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Apple CEO Tim Cook joining President Trump Wednesday at the White House, announcing a commitment by the tech company to vastly increase its investment in U.S. manufacturing. This is SRN News. In Nicaragua, a pastor has been arrested.
Clergymen have been criticizing President Daniel Ortega's violent suppression of protests in the country, and the government has responded by locking the clerics up. The latest victim is Pastor Rudy Vargas, founder of the La Roca de Nicaragua Church Association. He's been arrested along with several members of his family, including two of his sisters. Nicaragua's assault on religious freedom is beginning to attract international attention. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court may take up another religious freedom case. In 2015, when two Christian high schools in Florida met in the state football championship, High School Athletic Association barred the teams from conducting a joint prayer over the loudspeaker at the stadium before kickoff. A suit resulted. It's been in the courts for years. Legal experts say the high court is likely to take the case. Its outcome could be consequential. This is SRN News. New research by a watchdog group reveals that ChatGPT can provide harmful advice to teenagers. Here's John Scott with that story.
The Associated Press reviewed interactions where the chatbot gave detailed plans for drug use, eating disorders, and even suicide notes. The Center for Countering Digital Hate found that testing ChatGPT with harmful prompts led the chatbot to respond in dangerous ways more than half the time. The study highlights the risk as more people, particularly teens, turn to AI for companionship and advice. John Scott reporting.
United States auctioning off $325 million superyacht Samadia in its first sale of a seized Russian superyacht since the launch of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Auction comes as President Trump puts pressure on Vladimir Putin. More details at srnnews.com.